friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
The words of the song, All the Way, were written by Fanny Crosby. Do you remember another song that she wrote? We've sung it. Praise Him, praise Him. Do you remember something that was special about Miss Fanny? She was blind. She was 6 weeks old when she lost her eyesight, but her blindness did not stop her from loving life. When she was 8 years old, how many of you are eight? Can you raise your hand? My son is 8 years old. Well, when Miss Fanny was 8 years old, she wrote this little poem that I'm going to read for you. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. She's very determined. I love the part in this song that we're going to sing all the way. It says, Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Is Jesus your guide? Does He lead you? Let's learn this new hymn.
All the way, my Savior, lead me. What am I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divine as comfort, here my faith and His to dwell. For I know what may befall me, Jesus, You with all things well. For I know what may befall me, Jesus, You with all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the wholeness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of faith. Since my soul through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Since my soul through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
We are learning the books of the Bible, and they're not just all the books of the Bible, but the books of the New Testament this quarter. How are you doing learning it? Well, if you want, you can go back and review some of the ones that we've done in the past, but this week we are focusing on Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. You got that? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. But you say, Miss Katie, we've already done Titus. I know, but sometimes it kind of works easier if we're able to start with one that we've already learned and go straight into the next three that we're adding to it. So here we go. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Can you say it? Say it after me, each book. Ready? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Philemon is kind of a hard book, isn't it? It's Philemon or Philemon. Philemon. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Now you try it. How'd you do? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Great job. We're going to continue learning those books. But before we get to our Bible lesson, let's start from the very beginning, from Matthew, and let's review all the way through and add our new books for this week. Are you ready? Let's start with Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, now our five T's, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Good job. Let's go to our Bible lesson now.
There were Christmas trees all across the front of the church. They were twinkling with beautiful white lights. There was bright red poinsettias. Those are kind of a bushy red flower that were all across the bottom. And they were draped in white silky linen. It was beautiful. The candles were lit. The music was playing. The doors at the back of the church opened. And there I was, standing there, holding on to my father's arm, ready to walk up the aisle and say yes to the love of my life. I'm telling you a little bit about my wedding. Oh, it was such a wonderful day. It was back in 2008. My husband and I got married at Christmas time. It was a wonderful time, but it was also very stressful. It's stressful getting ready for a wedding, getting everything ready, everything prepared, making sure you have the food and the invitations to send out and the decorations and the dress and the list just goes on and on. Well, we are going to talk about a wedding today and a story that Jesus told. But before we get started, let's pray. Dear Lord, we ask that you will send your Holy Spirit to be with us to give us wisdom and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus and his disciples were sitting on the Mount of Olives as he told them about the things that would happen in the future. We talked about that last time, right? Yes. If you want to go back and listen to those about the signs of Jesus coming, you'll have to check that out. Jesus wanted everyone to know how important it is to be ready to go to heaven with him. He is coming back soon, and he is going to take us out of this wicked world to the wonderful homes that are waiting for us up in heaven. As Jesus talked to his disciples, the sun went down, and it was night. Not far away, they could see a house with light shining from the windows, and people standing outside were looking down the road. Jesus and his disciples could see that a wedding was going on. I don't know if you've been to different parts of the world, but in different parts of the world, the different cultures have different ways of celebrating special events, like weddings or funerals. They have a special way. Well, where Jesus lived, the weddings were held in the evening, so each guest carried a torch or a lamp. The bridegroom went to the home of his bride to take her with him to his home, where there would be a marriage supper. So they did things a little different. For my wedding, we decorated the church so it would be very pretty. When the guests started arriving, we sat all the people that knew the groom on one side of the church and all the people that knew me on the other side of the church. And then when we walked up the aisle, we had a pastor who gave a little talk and then he married us. And we had music and it was a special time. After the ceremony, we went and took some pictures to remember that day by, and then we went to the fellowship hall of the church where we had a light supper. That's how we did it. But that's not how they did it in Jesus' time. In Jesus' time, the bride would get ready at her house. She would get all dressed up. She would do her hair and put the veil on and the special dress, and she would be prepared. All of her friends and family would be there with her. And then, when the groom was ready, he would come to her house and pick her up and take her, well, not literally pick her up, like in his arms, but he would take her to his home. That's where the feast was. That's where they would celebrate the wedding. It was a very special time. The guests that Jesus and his disciples saw standing outside of the bride's home were waiting for the bridegroom to come for his bride. Then they could join the marriage procession on its way to the bridegroom's home. It was a time of celebration and laughter, dancing, and loud music. As they watched the waiting people, Jesus thought of how important it is to be ready to go with him when he comes to take us to our homes in heaven. He also thought of the marriage supper that we will have with him up in heaven. Did you know that Jesus is going to have a special supper? Yes. And when we are taken to heaven, we get to join him. So he told a story about being ready. Did you know that Jesus' stories to the disciples are just as important to us today? Let's look up Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. This is going to give us a better idea of why Jesus' stories are important for us. Okay? Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Once you find Matthew, then we're going to go to chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and then we're going to look at verse 24. Let's read Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, 25, 26, and 27. Four verses. 24, 25, 26, and 27.
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27.
When we hear Jesus' sayings or his teachings, what will we be like? Like a wise man, right? That wise man built a house on the rock. When we build on a rock, do we have a good foundation? Is it going to fall apart on us? No, it's a rock. It's hard. It's solid. But if we hear Jesus' teachings and if we hear his sayings and we don't do them, then what are we like? We are like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. I don't want to build my house on the sand, do you? No, I want to be wise. I want to hear Jesus' words, and I want to apply them to my life. I want them to help me. So Jesus is going to tell the story that we're going to look at tomorrow. Jesus is going to tell this story about a group of women who were waiting for that bridegroom, and he delayed his coming. Jesus wants us to be ready when he comes for us, and I want to. How about you? Let's pray and ask him to help us to be faithful. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us to be faithful to you, that we will do as you ask, that we will do as you say, that we won't just hear your words and ignore them like the foolish man, but that we will hear your words and do them. We love you, Jesus. Go with us today through all of our work and our play. In your name, amen. We have a new memory verse today. It says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." I want to be watching for Jesus to come, don't you? Yes, we do not know the day or the hour. He has not told us, but he has given us signs so we can be prepared and be ready, because his coming is very soon. Let's sing this song together.
Matthew 25:13.
Material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5338. 1-800-273-8817. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.